Stark Solar says it's dropping plans for a solar farm in Washington Township. The subsidiary of Samsung says it will not appeal last month's decision by the Ohio Power Siting Board to deny their application for the 150-megawatt facility. The farm would have been located in the southwestern portion of the township north of Route 153. Stark Solar recently terminated its option agreements with landowners. The siting board said the project was posed by area residents and local governments and failed to prove the project served the public interest, convenience, and necessity. Man accused in an incident in Canton that resulted in multiple 911 calls about a person with a gun will appear in court today. 24-year-old Levi Wade of Alliance scheduled for arraignment in municipal court. He was arrested after the Wednesday incident in which he allegedly pulled a gun on a man during an argument. It happened within 1,000 feet of Patrick Elementary School on Sherrick Road Southeast. Wade charged with inducing panic, aggravated menacing, and illegal conveyance of a deadly weapon on school premises. Man was shot in Canton Wednesday night. The 23-year-old victim drove himself to his Plain Township home where deputies arrived and called an ambulance. He left Mercy Hospital against medical advice at 12:45 a.m. but was later taken to Akron General Hospital. He was wounded in the shoulder and hands. The repository reports the shooting took place at Nelson Place and Sylvan Court in the city at about 9 o'clock. Legal guardians of a 3-year-old Canton boy who died last week have made an initial court appearance. Arraigned Thursday in Canton Municipal Court were 42-year-old Demetrius Givens and 37-year-old Jamie Thompson. They're charged with involuntary manslaughter and child endangering. Givens and Thompson scheduled to return to court for a status conference Monday. They're accused of not properly feeding and caring for the child, causing him to starve to death. Stark County judge handed down prison time to a man who admitted to sexually assaulting a girl. Common Pleas Judge Krissa Hartnett sentenced 35-year-old David Worrell of Paris Township to 10 to 15 years behind bars. He pleaded guilty to charges of rape and unlawful sexual conduct with a minor. The activity began in December 2021 when the victim was 12 and continued until August 2023. Worrell is already serving 10 to 15 years. He pleaded guilty in 2023 to rape and gross sexual imposition stemming from abuse of another 12-year-old girl. Officers from multiple area police departments took part in Thursday's Peace Officers Memorial Ceremony outside the Stark County Sheriff's Office. Family members recalled Vincent Ban, the Alliance police officer, died in 2012. The names of other officers who died in the line of duty were also read aloud. Carnations were placed in front of a memorial wall for each one. Sheriff Eric Weisburn said, "Behind every name etched into the wall is a story, a journey from ordinary life to extraordinary service." Shooting in East Liverpool leaves one man dead and another in custody. Police responded to a shooting at Utah and Montrose Streets just before 6:30 Thursday evening. The victim was found at the scene. He has not been identified. According to WKBN-TV, Police Chief John Lane said the shooting appeared to be the result of a dispute over a woman. After receiving a tip, officers reportedly found Daniel Whitley of East Liverpool hiding under the porch of a home on Avondale Street. He was charged with murder. Bond was set at $1 million at an arraignment today. Convicted sex offenders appeared in court on charges of engaging in prostitution, possession of criminal tools, and obstructing official business. 36-year-old Todd Nicely of Cortland was arraigned in Columbiana County Court Thursday. He was arrested during a sex sting in Salem Wednesday night. Nicely accused of responding to an online ad posted by an undercover agent with the Mahoning Valley Human Trafficking Task Force. He fled on foot when he saw Salem police cruisers. Nicely is free after posting bond. A man extradited to Mahoning County after his arrest in Puerto Rico is sentenced to 5 years in prison. 34-year-old Isaias Colon was arrested October 7th in Ponce by U.S. Marshals and members of the Puerto Rico Police Extradition Unit. He was wanted on counts of attempted rape and gross sexual imposition and entered an offered plea to the sexual imposition charge in Common Pleas Court Thursday. An offered plea means the defendant maintains their innocence but acknowledges there is enough evidence for a jury to find them guilty. The attempted rape charge was dropped. Warren Police and the Trumbull County Coroner investigating the death of a man in the city this morning. Police called to the 2100 block of Draper Street Southeast at about 2:30 for gunfire, found a crashed vehicle. According to WFMJ-TV, a man was found dead at the scene. The victim has not been identified. A jury in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court has found a man guilty in a second trial for assaulting a Boardman police officer. Sentencing has not been scheduled for 28-year-old Damian Cessna of Austintown. He was convicted Thursday of felonious assault. Cessna found guilty in September of aggravated menacing and obstructing official business. The jury was unable to agree on a verdict on the felonious assault charge. Judge Maureen Sweeney declared a mistrial. The name has been released of a man who died in a house fire in Champion Township. The Trumbull County Coroner's Office says 72-year-old Robert Antonelli succumbed to his injuries at a hospital following the Wednesday morning blaze on Aspen Drive Northwest. Firefighters found him in an upstairs bedroom. Two other residents were also taken to a hospital. State Fire Marshal's office is investigating the cause.